Welcome to the Daring Living Podcast, where we have honest conversations about personal growth, how to create success, and what it means to live a joyful and daring life. I'm your host, Certified Life Coach, Shirley Huang. Hello, everybody. Okay, I am entering the relationship era where this month, in April and next month in May, we will all be talking all about relationships inside Daring Living. Because, okay, I have a small group relationship program that I will be launching at the end of April. And so this whole month is where I will talk to you all, everything about interpersonal relationships, your relationship with your parents, your relationship with your family member, your relationship with your client slash your customer, your relationship with your partner, all things relationship. And I realized that I actually haven't really talked very, specifically about it on this podcast. The majority of the topics I've touched on a lot has always been about business, about money, about personal growth, achieving your goals. And we haven't really talked that much about relationship. And actually, in my one-on-one coaching with my private clients, we talk so much about relationships. It's very interesting because relationship is something that people tend to not want to invest in, like on the surface level. Like people tend to come to me wanting to work on their business, wanting to achieve their goals, wanting to make more money, change their relationship with themselves. And then as we progress in our private coaching, they want to talk all about relationship. They want to talk about their relationship with their mom. They want to talk about relationship with their partner. They want to talk about their dating life, right? Isn't it so interesting how that happens, right? It's like, it's actually very important. But then when we try to make investment decisions, when we try to make decisions, we kind of like put relationship as the second priority or the third priority. And like, kind of like logically, we're trying to convince our brains that we have to focus on our goals, focus on our career, focus on our business, because that's the most important thing. And yet, at the end of the day, we all want to feel more connected with our loved ones. We all want to be more in love with our partner, right? We all want to have a peaceful and loving and enjoyable relationship with our family. That's all that we really, really want at the end of the day. Like all this, you can have all the external success, but if you're not happy and you're not satisfied and you don't have fulfilling relationships in your life, it's very, very hard for you to be happy. And so this month in April, we are talking all about relationships, how to help you elevate your relationship to the next level, how to help you create loving relationships without needing the other person to change. And this would be like a great segue to our conversation today. So today we are talking all about how to care from detachment, how to care for the other person in your romantic relationship, how to care for your client, care for your customer, care for your parent, without being attached to their behaviors and without being attached to how they show up, right? And there's this like big piece here. Okay, so, and this is like, as I'm in the process of creating my small group relationship program, this is one of the things that we will definitely dive into much further, how to care from detachments. So let's first get this straight. I think there is this common belief or a common myth out there that when you are detached, when you are not attached to how they show up, it means that you don't care. And that is not true at all. Those are two very, very different things, right? So detachment, and how I define detachment, is you are letting the other person be themselves, meaning that they get to decide how they show up in their relation, in this relationship. They get to decide how they think, how they make decisions, how they want to feel in this relationship. You let them be themselves. That is detachment in a relationship. Okay. Caring is you instead of actually caring is like everything, the opposite of detachment, actually. So caring is you deciding to lean in and you could decide to connect deeper with this person, feeling all the emotions that come with being in this relationship with this person. And you're acting as if you are caring, right? You're still taking actions, but then not needing them to change. That's the difference there. So actually, let's first backtrack here. Let's talk about why it's important to really talk about caring from detachment and having a being in a relationship. It can be in a personal relationship or in a professional relationship where you are caring and you're also detached, right? So being detached is for you. It's not about the other person. It is everything to do with you, right? Being detached, it means that you are in control of how you feel, how you show up in this relationship, regardless of what the other person does, regardless of what the other person thinks, regardless of what they say, what they do, how they feel. You're just here for you because you want to play your part in this relationship. And when you are detached, you just feel so much better, right? Because it's so hard to change the other person. If you require yourself to feel a certain, if you require the other person to show up a certain way so that you can feel better, I am very, very sorry. It'll be very, very hard for you to feel good in this relationship because it's so hard to change the other person, right? If you're trying to change how they show up, if you're trying to change how your client shows up in your calls, how they do their work, if you're trying to like control them and trying to baby them and trying to take care of them, as in like you're trying to take care of them like a mother, like trying to mother them, and then they still don't change, isn't that such a frustrating experience for you in this relationship, right? And yet you still want to show up as the best person that you can be, the best coach that you can be, the best consultant that you can be, the best service provider that you can be in this business for your clients, right? So it's like caring from detachment. So again, the definition of caring and how I define caring is you are connecting deeper with this person. You're choosing to be here and to lean in instead of running away, escaping from what's not working. You're choosing to be here. You are choosing to really care, to really lean in, to really understand what they're doing, really wanting the other person to be better, right? That is how you care. And you can do this from a detached place. You can care so much and then deciding that they can be themselves at the end of the day. They can still decide how they show up. They are still adults. They are adults. They have personal agency of how they want to behave in this relationship. Do you see the difference there, right? I'm like repeating some of these definitions and these terms again and again because I really want these words to really sink in for you. Detaching doesn't mean that you don't care. You can care so much without needing the other person to behave a certain way. You can care so much for you because it makes you feel good to show up, right? It makes you feel good to like feel love, feel joy, feel like you care about the other person. It makes you feel so good. But then if you're caring from a place of like, I care so much about you, so therefore you have to change, that's you attaching and you being attached to their behaviors and how they show up. So we talked about like this looks like really letting the other person be themselves, right? Let them decide how they think, how they feel, how they act. They don't need you to baby them and they don't need you to try to mother them into change. And in fact, the most powerful kind of space that you can hold for them is to trust them. To trust them that they are going to change by you being an example and you leading first, by you changing first, right? We don't force other person to change, but instead, when we show up like the person that we want to be in this relationship, the kind of partner that we want to be, the kind of business owner that we want to be, the kind of daughter that we want to be, the kind of friend that we want to be, naturally, guess what? Your energy and how you show up and what you believe about them is going to kind of like indirectly create that impact for them to want to change as well, because the energy that you show up is so contagious, right? When you look at your friend and you see them as amazing, you see them as someone who knows what they want, when you see them as someone who, when you trust them, you trust that they're not going to, you know, talk things behind your back. You trust them 100%. That's how they're going to feel from you. And that's how they are going to believe about you too, right? It's a two-way relationship. And you do it by starting first. The other piece I also want to touch on is this idea of emotional responsibility and ownership. A lot of the times in a relationship, especially in a romantic relationship, you want to change your partner because you see that there's something that's not working in their life, right? So maybe they are very frustrated about their work or something with their own personal relationship that's not working, and you really want to help them. So you come in, you provide advice, you provide tips, you try to get them to behave differently, to change your life. You want them to change because you're like, if only you can change, then like it will be so better. Like, stop being so frustrated about your work, about like this boss, about your coworker, right? This is how you can think differently. This is how you can change differently. And that energy, in a way, actually is, first of all, you're not giving them space to be in their own transformation. You're not giving them space to understand things themselves. And also, in a way, you're thinking that your advice and how you do things is much better than how they do things. You don't know. Actually, your advice and your tips might be very bad for them. It might not work as well for their brain, with how they think, with their experiences, and with what they grew up knowing how to do, right? And so what you can actually do in this case is to give them emotional ownership and give them emotional responsibility to be with their own feelings. Just because they're sad, just because they're frustrated, just because they are hurt, doesn't mean you need to go in and try to make them feel better. They are strong enough to be with their feelings. They are adults. They are strong enough. They choose how they get to think and feel. Again, they are strong enough to be with their own feelings. And the work for you is, can you be in the discomfort, in your own discomfort of seeing them being uncomfortable without needing you to step in and try to change them in any way, right? That is your work. Your work is, can you let them be uncomfortable? Can you let them have their feelings without you jumping in and trying to change things for them because you're uncomfortable with how they're feeling? You see what I'm saying here? If your partner is feeling frustrated about their work, perhaps what they need in that moment from you is for you to ask them questions, for you to validate how they're feeling, instead of jumping in trying to provide them with solutions, because you can't stand the fact that they are frustrated and you can't stand the fact that they are in pain and they're sad. Can you be in the discomfort of seeing them that way and then believe that they are strong enough to be with your feelings? This goes in a romantic relationship. It's also the same in a client relationship, right? You don't need to baby your client. What they want from you is for you to trust them in their greatest power, for you to trust them that they want change, that they are doing the best they can and that they are trying their best. And all that you have to do is to show up and to care. And you can care so much, and they might still be the same, but they have felt that you care, right? And you can care so much that they have felt that, okay, like, oh, like this person really wants me to change. This person really, really cares about me. But again, from this non-attached place. Okay, so I hope that this makes sense. Detachment, like when you care from detachment, it's so, so, so powerful, because you are genuinely creating a genuine connection with the other person. You are leaning in, you are loving them, you are taking care of them, you are showing up at your most alive and happiest self in this relationship, and you don't need them to change. How amazing is that, right? They get to behave however they want, and most of the time when they are in your energy, when they are in your space, they all want to change because they feel inspired by your actions and how you are showing up. Okay, so actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a wait list for the group relationship program that I am launching at the end of April. So after this call, I will create a wait list. So if you look into the captions of this podcast, you will see a link for you to sign up and to join. Get the first look to join the relationship program, where we are diving all into relationship to really help you transform that relationship with your loved one, whether it is with your parents, whether it is with your partner, whether it is with your client, with your audience right now in your work, in your business. Relationship is so powerful. And when we can, instead of attaching our worthiness and how we feel to how other person behaves and how other person show up, we can decide to activate personal power to just be here, to act our best self, to care so much for the other person without needing them to change. That is the work of a lifetime. And this is a work that will truly transform all of your relationships, including relationship with yourself, because you will feel so much more confident. You will show up so much more unbothered by how they think, right? Like your friends can disagree with you and you don't care. Because you just feel so good about who you are and how you are, right? You don't need to fit into any specific group. You show up belonging to you. You don't need to try to belong anywhere else. You belong with you. And then whichever groups you enter into, you don't need them to approve of you, because you're just so sure about yourself. And from this powerful place, then you can lean in and you can love people, you can care about people without needing you to receive anything back in return, right? That is so powerful. Okay, so again, you can join the waitlist to get the first information once I have all the details out about the relationship program that's coming soon. I hope that this has been helpful for you, and really think about for you this week, right? Which relationship right now in my life, in my personal life, in my professional life, am I being attached? And how can I care from detachment? All right, have an amazing week. I will talk to you next time. Bye. If you enjoyed that episode just now, I would love to invite you into the Daring Living one-on-one coaching room. This is a very safe, very open and non-judgmental space where you get to play, learn, laugh, grow, cry sometimes, heal, achieve milestones in your work, in your business, in your relationships, all along the way as you create the kind of life that feels successful and thriving to you. Feel free to send me a DM on Instagram at Daring Living to book a discovery call with me, or you can visit my page at daringliving.com/coaching. Again, on Instagram, that is Daring Living, one word, or you can visit the page at daringliving.com/coaching. It's going to be so much fun. Talk to you later. Bye.